Good hitting?
Yeah.
How would you describe your third period in terms of, was that sort of a patient, controlled approach to try and let things happen rather than making them happen?
Yeah, we were pretty patient. Maybe we sat back a little too much, but at the end of the day, you know, I thought it was a close game overall. Not a whole lot of penalties. Both teams have some good chances to win that game. But, you know, it comes down to small details in that game. And we were able to pull one out after a big save by Bassi. You know, team. So, it's a process, and I'm not still early on in the year, but keep punching points like this.
How do you guys feel when you see Brayden with that much time and space in a situation like that?
Yeah, it's better than having me. And, try to go to backhand, but it didn't really work. So, you know, give that to the specialists in decisions like that. You know, more often than not, it's going to end up in the back of the net. So, great move by him, and a big 2 points for us.
Said 5-0-2 in the last 7 games, and you probably still feel you haven't played your best yet?
No, I hope not. Still early on in the year, like I said, but, you know, you look at the things where they've been going, especially power play wise. It'll be 5-1-2 is a strong statement, I think, and still a lot of things we can always improve on, but, you know, points in 7 straight on 1-5, but that's a good pace if you want to make the playoffs, so, that's obviously something I'm very happy with.
Yeah, you mentioned that last save in overtime to Bassi. I mean, you made a lot of big ones in the third period, too, but, you know, in overtime when it's that wide open, how big is that save that he makes there?
No, it's huge. It's a game. It's a momentum swing, obviously. You know, we've seen him done those before, but, you know, not any less, you know, doesn't make it any less impressive than that. So, huge save for us and a big goal, obviously, as you said just later.
How much did getting, you know, Bogosian back, Sergachev back, kind of help settle things down on the back end for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, you lose Sharman too, so it's kind of one of the things you got to battle through. And Bogey hasn't played in a while, but I thought it'd be great. Stay patient in this game. And, the easy plays and, you know, play a lot of minutes. So, you know, Sergey, we know we're going to get out of Sergey. And, it's just good that guy's back. But, you know, I'm very happy with the way we cope without him. You know, guys have stepped up, played good. You know, Freddie and Cal, you know, playing a lot of games. So, we're very happy with them.
We're playing Carolina and then playing Florida. How much of a difference is it between those two teams?
Yeah. It's different, but at the same time, they're obviously, top teams in this league. Play a little bit different style, but, you know, I got a lot of skill up front, and, you know, Carolina is probably more a shooting mentality kind of team, and Florida is more possession, and like to find, you know, if you give them time and space, they're going to make you pay. So, two different teams, but, you know, high flying, and got a lot of skill up front, and makes it tough, but we've seen them a lot, I think. Someone said before, we played Florida 19 times in this calendar year, so I think we know them pretty well.
We don't see Brayden get into fights too often, but he seems like when he does, he really has some pent-up energy that he kind of puts into it. I mean, how much does that, you know, how much do you see that and kind of see that emotion come out of him?
No, you've seen that a few times, like you said, but, Brayden is an emotional player. Nothing more. More mad he is, the better he plays. So, he's not going to back down from anything. And, you know, so he's a world-class player. And, play physical, you know, get into scrums, doesn't matter what it is. But, you know, he's one of those guys that, I think, really thrive when there's a lot on the line and it gets a little more emotional. And, you know, it's not a coincidence he gets that when you go on.
How much do you like games where there's flow like there was tonight? Like the Carolina game, there was a lot of penalties, kind of disrupted a lot of flow, but there weren't that many called tonight. And, you know, both teams really kind of played into a good flow.
Yeah, I like that. It's good. I get a little bit more deep about guys' time as well. And, guys don't sit too long on the bench, so it kind of helps everyone. So, yeah, it's always nice to get that flow in the game. But, you know, it's going to turn down a few more power plays, but at the end of the day, it was a single play. So,
thank you.